Bank of Cardiff, this is Tyler.
Tyler, you're 6 for 6, man.
How's it going, Randall?
Doing fine.
Good.
Friday,
good.
You know.
Hey, I can't complain. I'm never going to complain about a Friday. Let me pull your file up real quick. We actually have some approvals here for you. They just want to clear. There's one that it looks like it's going to be the best. Usually it's the best rate attached to it. They wanted to know, where is it? Hold on 1 second. Okay, so apparently, do you guys have currently have a line of credit with OnDeck?
Yes.
Okay, how much is that line of credit that you have?
I believe it's $15,000.
$15,000. And how much do you have, how much have you used of it?
Oh, man, usually what happens is that we will borrow $5,000 and turn around and pay it within a week.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, I think we're $7,000 into it right now.
$7,000 into it, so you have $8,000 remaining?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the programs that we have here, for them to be able to approve you, they would have to be able to pay off the line of credit. Would that be something that you would be interested in seeing if we could get you an approval on that, or did you just want to keep the line of credit just for one of the programs we had there? They wanted
right,
to
right, right. So here's the deal, is that the interest on that OnDeck is so ridiculous. It was only meant for a week-to-week cash flow deal. In other words, whenever I borrow $5,000
yeah.
for 1 week, it costs me like $20.
Really?
$25. Yeah, it doesn't cost very much at all to borrow for 1 week. But what happens is that you go past that week, and they're breaking it off in us at about 24%. I mean, something ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Borderline illegal, right to the edge of being illegal.
Okay. I see.
Yeah,
I mean,
so and here's the deal. We get a little bit of a lull. Right when kids get put in the school, but then like right now, I'm slammed, and so one way or another, that's going to get paid off quickly. I just don't know. You know what? The best way to deal with that is for me to add a call. Let me add Sherry, and so bear with me. Hang on the line. Let me get an executive position.
Yeah, you know, if it's something you guys want to keep as like a second, you know, like a secondary resource, I mean, that's completely fine. It was just for one of the approvals. They'd have to pay it off. So, I mean, we could just see what it...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but if we went ahead and paid that off, and we got that the approval of the what looks like the better deal, how much better of a deal is it?
They don't have the numbers attached to it just because they didn't go into it. That's just one of the requirements that it needs to get the approval. So, I mean, talk to your people, see if it's something you'd even want to look at. But it's just another option that's available to you. I just wanted to see if it was something you even would want to look at.
Yeah, let me hook Sherry up. She's driving down the road. She's next to her phone. Let me look her up, and that way I'm not making a bad decision.
No, yeah. Give her a call. I think you have another one or two approvals as well that are pending as well. So you're going to have options. This was just, I think, a third or fourth one that we might be able to look at. So, yeah, just give her a call, see if it's something you want me to look at, and then we can go from there.
That's fine. Well, I'll just call you right back then.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
No worries. Bye.